Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios, who understand it's not just a mortgage, it's your mortgage, and that's the difference. Rocket Mortgage, push button, get mortgage.
1-2. Swing and a miss. Troy goes down, and that is the ball game. The Houston Astros are headed back to the American League Championship Series for a third straight year. Astros win it by a final of 6-1 and take the series in 5 games, 3-2.
That's the final call on the Astros radio network, so we now know it will be the Houston Astros to take on the New York Yankees in the ALCS, of course, the Nationals and the Cardinals in the NLCS. And we are pleased to welcome a man who remembers the playoffs. Chris Dickerson spent 7 years in the majors as an outfielder for a variety of teams, including the Yankees in 2011 and 12. Chris, we're so thrilled to have you from the West Coast. Thanks so much for joining us. What do you remember about playoff baseball and being on the field in October?
I mean, it's an exciting time. I mean, it's something that you go into the season, you know, hoping for a chance to have that opportunity. But, you know, I noticed it was just a completely different atmosphere and a different mindset, you know, being in New York in 11 and 12. It's like you expect to be there in October. It's, you know, it's not even a matter of just getting there. It's like, you know, how far are we going to go? So it was really interesting because I didn't realize that the last time that the Yankees had clinched the AL East was when I was there in 2012. So, you know, that experience in itself and being the only 2 times that I got to go to playoffs and the 2 times I, you know, got to celebrate a, you know, a division championship was really special. So, you know, it's kind of cool to watch all these celebrations that happened last week and then to see what's transpired now, especially with, you know, the Yankees, the course that they've taken this year is truly exceptional. You know, the way that they've been able to manage one of the greatest seasons ever with, you know, basically like a patch-up guy. And I don't mean, you know, any disrespect because I've been backing those guys all the time, but for those guys to come up from the minor league system, to do what they did is absolutely exceptional. And then you fast forward to the opposite end of the spectrum and what happened last night in that just catastrophe of a game here.
Right. So for people who don't know, you were born and raised in Los Angeles and you grew up a Dodger fan. You said you were out watching the game last night with a lot of fans at a sports bar. So what happened when Clayton Kershaw gave up those 2 home runs in the 8th inning?
Everything went out of the building, out of the entire restaurant. It was like you could hear a pin drop, but it was like it was a feeling of, you know, an entire population of just absolutely just being mortified of just what just occurred. And it's just, and it's not just that it's a one thing. It's like, you know, just given, you know, Kershaw coming in and having this happen again. And I remember, you know, the times that I didn't go to, you know, we didn't go to the playoffs. We didn't have the opportunity. You know, I come back for Dodger playoffs and I go to the games and to see the, you know, the Kershaw meltdown year after year, you know, in person. The first year was St. Louis, you know, here in LA, and then it was St. Louis, you know, it was Kershaw at St. Louis. And then, you know, just the last 2 debacles with the last 2 World Series. I mean, it was like, it was genuine disgust. It was genuine disappointment. And just all the air was completely removed out of the entire building. It was crazy.
Man, I can only imagine what it was like to watch with a bunch of Dodgers fans. And then the Howie Kendrick grand slam in the 10th inning prevents LA from reaching a third straight World Series or even competing for one. And yet that organization, like the Yankees, like the Cardinals, even though they haven't been there for a few years, they have really high expectations every time they step on a baseball diamond. You played in pinstripes, Chris. So how different is it from the other places that you played, like Cincinnati, Cleveland, Baltimore, and Milwaukee?
I think it's just that as soon as you walk into that locker room, as soon as you put that uniform, you're just, there's a different set of standards that's expected of you. As soon as with that team, that organization in that city, I mean, you're playing and you're constructing teams to win the World Series every year, you know, with that history of winning, it's just like, that's what the gold standard is. And, and just that it's an immense amount of pressure, being under there, and you know how it is. I mean, there's nothing like being in the New York sports market where there's so much expected, but, then you take it to the next level, to the Yankee level, and you're expected to be there every year. It's, like I said, it's just how far are you guys going to progress through the playoffs. So that's a tough gig. But one thing I do admire about St. Louis is that they just find a win. They find a way to win every year. I mean, they're just like, they're a perennial playoff team, and they're going to come in. They may not be, completely overwhelming favorites, but they're going to find their way in, and they're going to battle every year.
Right. And they're back into their first NLCS since 2014. Incredible series for them against the Atlanta Braves. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. We're spending a few minutes with Major League Baseball veteran Chris Dickerson, an outfielder for 7 years with a variety of teams around the league. You played in New York and you've talked about the expectations there, but what about the fan base, Chris? How does the passion of New York baseball fans compare to what else you experienced around the majors?
Oh, you mean like was it 2011 playing in Tampa Bay for the last game of the year, and Tampa had to win to clinch the wild card spot, and there was only 22,000 fans there. So like just the dichotomy there is crazy. It's like even with a great team, the fan support isn't there, and just kind of moving throughout my career. And just experiencing so many different fan bases, again, New York, there's nothing that can touch that. We would go on the road and we would have more people at batting, more Yankees fans at batting practice than home fans combined for, the total attendance. So that kind of shows you the passion, the rabid fandom of Yankees fans. And it's exceptional.
I would love to get your perspective on two longtime Yankees, since you played for New York in 2011 and 12. The only two guys left over from the 09 World Series team, Brett Gardner and CC Sabathia. And it sounds like CC will be available for the ALCS roster, obviously winding down the last few weeks of his career. Those guys have so much experience and wisdom. What does it mean to have their presence in a clubhouse?
I mean, they mean everything. I mean, those guys ultimately, they're the beacon of the organization, and what it means, what it stands for, the integrity of the game. Well, I mean, everything that CC's been through this year and battling back from injury and just giving it everything he has. And Gardy just, being this transformative player from when he first got in the league to the exceptional things that he's doing now. He's always been one of the most versatile players in the league. Actually, he's grown into one of the most versatile players in the league. He's always been a plus defender, speed, but now with 28 home runs and showing his strength the last couple seasons. I mean, those two guys, those are the captains of the clubhouse right now. And I remember that was our airplane sequence, and I was in front of Gardy, and then behind Gardy was CeCe, and so. To see that friendship form over this time is really fun to watch, and seeing them late in their careers, you can't help just to want those two guys to go out on top. I can't say enough about those two guys. So I'm really looking forward to see what happens with that team this year, and hopefully Gardy can keep his streak going, and hopefully we get to see CC. Coming in relief, at some point this postseason.
And the Yankees now know their opponent for game one of the ALCS that comes up Saturday in Houston as the Astros move on. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, spending a few minutes with longtime baseball outfielder Chris Dickerson. And Chris, you mentioned CC. He's been through so much in terms of injuries and physical pain these last few years of his career, and he's fought through all of that. We've seen a couple of older guys make a major impact in this postseason. 35-year-old Ryan Zimmerman has a massive home run for the Nats in Game 4 against the Dodgers. Then it's 36-year-old Howie Kendrick with the huge grand slam in extra innings last night. 37-year-old Yadier Molina is the driving force for the Cardinals. You played for 7 years, and you've talked about the type of physical toll it takes on your body. So how does it affect guys the deeper they get into their careers?
Yeah, I mean, I try to explain this to a lot of guys, and just, you know, being, you know, a professional athlete for so long, you're always going to run into, you know, you always have the fortunate capacity to run across different athletes from different sports, and it always comes up, and it's like, you know, football guys, basketball guys, they all ask the same thing, like, how do you guys do it? And, you know, I ask myself, in retrospect, now that I'm done playing, it's rough. I mean, you think about these 10-day road trips, you think about the trips from Anaheim back to New York, and then having to play a 7 o'clock game, and then having a day off where you just basically sleep and to get, you know, just to regenerate yourself. But to go and play double, you know, day-night doubleheaders, and sometimes back-to-back doubleheaders, and then play a 1 o'clock game on travel day, it's, you know, it's no joke. So, you know, my hat's off to these guys who have extended their career so long. And I know what they're going through right now. It's, you know, once you get older, it's the older you get, the earlier you start showing up to the ballpark, because you got to get into the hot tub, you know, get treatment, and just, you know, just get moving, because, you know, those guys aren't spring chickens anymore. You're not just showing up, you know, to the field with a quick stretch and jump right into BP. So I admire those guys. And more importantly, I admire those guys in this day and age of baseball, where you've seen the older veteran guy kind of being phased out, you know, because of these analytic models that show, you know, that try to predict these declines in performance. And, you know, in some cases, you have to throw that stuff aside and understand that the human element is there, that these guys are incredibly valuable pieces within the clubhouse, especially when you get to these postseason situations. And, you know, and Ryan Zimmerman's not the same Ryan Zimmerman, you know, that he was, but I mean, these guys are both forces in the clubhouse just as they are on the field.
Really neat to see those guys get their moment in the spotlight as well. And they're toward the end of their careers. A lot of athletes tell me once they retire, they struggle with some of the physical ramifications of having played a professional sport. And I know, Chris, that's something that you talk about publicly. You've had knee pain for most of your life, exacerbated by the time you spent in the majors. Why is it so important for you to raise awareness about osteoarthritis, as well as to try to get people to understand the treatment options?
Yeah, I mean, it's important to me because I've struggled with it for a while, but now, you know, in my older age now, I've seen the impact that, you know, in family members. I know my mom suffers from it. You know, it was just probably 6 months ago during Christmas. It was like she went to go to see the orthopedist. You know, so that she was diagnosed with osteoarthritis in her left knee. And by the time I came back, it, you know, 3 months later, you know, it was already significantly worse. And so, you know, this is important to me because in that capacity, I know the struggle. Like, you know, when you're that age, it's so important. You should be just kind of hanging out, enjoying, you know, retirement and traveling. And when it becomes, you know, to the point where you can't travel and you feel like you're going to be a burden on your travel group, that, you know, you can't walk, you can't do the things that, you know, everybody else is going to be able to do on vacation. You know, it mentally, it becomes a burden too, because, you know, it's really difficult to be that person, to kind of be the drag on the whole situation. But, you know, being a parent, also, you know, and having to, you know, run after my daughter, you know, and then go to, you know, for normal active parents who have to go to soccer games and, you know, sit around and stand around at soccer or baseball tournaments all day, it affects you mentally. And when that pain starts to really get, and that knee really starts to get agitated, it makes you, you know, it makes you very irritable sometimes. So I've lived it. I know people who are dealing with it. And so that's why, this is so important for me to get out and raise awareness about it. And so, you know, just it was a great week, you know, being in New York last week and being able to have these types of interviews and talk about my experience. And, you know, hopefully through my experience and some of the information that I've provided, that it can help others, you know, seek treatment to kind of alleviate those types of aches and pains.
And it certainly always helps when people know that they are not alone, especially when they're struggling with something like this. He spent 7 years in the major leagues as an outfielder. Chris Dickerson spent 2011 and 12 with the Yankees. So that given us some insight on them in the postseason. Now moving forward to the ALCS. I really appreciate a couple of minutes. Thank you so much for your time and your insight.
If you are struggling like I am, I mean, I've had 6 knee surgeries and, you know, I've suffered with this. So, you know, if you're looking for an option, you know, I would highly advise you see an orthopedic specialist to discuss treatment options. So thank you for having me on the show.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.